Hello and welcome to another In Between the Seasons special episode of A Thousand Shades of Green. Today we are celebrating The Breadcrumb Trail, a brand new poetry collection from season one featured writer Lawrence Moore. I am over the moon to be able to share poems from this incredible new collection and to feature Lawrence's magical writing for a second time on A Thousand Shades of Green. Without further ado, I give you a taste of the magical journey that is the Breadcrumb Trail. The first poem I've chosen for today's episode is called Raindrop and Ruby. What must the tooth fairies think? Not the prefects who obligingly take shape beside the sleeping child's pillow to perform a graceful swap and fleet escape. But those who entered fairy school with talents too unruly, now left to lug their plate-sized coins like raindrop in search of ruby. What will she surmise on dodging sozzled revelers and strange metallic tubes unheard of in Victorian times when last they turned her loose? When she levers onerous letterbox, glides under door and over threshold before she performs the official rite, will it seem worth it as she accelerates into the night? We may be sure, for what judgment would be filed against this contract between a tooth fairy and her child? This next one is called Screw the Thorns. Pick up those trembling, weary legs and run while calories and limbs remain your own. You've had one glimpse. You need to stop at one, else sanity decides to flee alone. Go faster, tunnel vision, screw the thorns. Their gleeful scratches won't decide the day. Duck under branch, make other gears once more, if just to make the noises go away. 10 further yards, one last rebellious stride. Come, arid lungs, contrive to grant me breath. I've almost reached my limits. Love, goodbye. But what is this? No sound have I been left? Or does this thing still etched upon my eyes find humor in a hopeful, playful death? This is Miniature Garden. I was born from an acorn scattered far by a seldom recounted shooting star. Very near to this forest, I spied my way. There are others like me, the ravens say. I was never a boy, not exactly girl. I will rarely be found in a concrete world. These trees, my pavilions, these lands, my hosts. I have witnessed your stewardships plenty close. In the oldest of trunks, on the tallest fell, where their eyes cannot see, but their hands may tell, lies a miniature garden, intentions were, where the patterns take shape and the brushstrokes purr. Where the beasts of prostration long to fly, where the flowers would swell to an unknown high, and the strands of my DNA still sing for a faraway planet where queen was king. This one is called Boy Number One. A funny sort of friendship started Maiden Day in Mayfield. Seems lazy, but I won't distill exactly why I liked you. We don't all want to know how magic is done. I went to yours from time to time. We kept ourselves amused with games, but couldn't find an awful lot to say. Once, when we were about to part, we stood on the upstairs landing, and the fleeting thought of kissing you came in, said sorry, and left. Another parting in school absentmindedly called, "I love you." The two of us kept walking and are walking to this day. This one is titled By Phone Light. Below the aging twisted oak, I dare the monsters in, invite my fingers to dance by phone light. I come to this place for contradictions, mutations, curveballs, to offer memories of my lost for the aid of my must be found. I ask that passers-by mistake me for a glowworm, that I am left to lever words like windows until they open onto the land I walk in dreams. This one is called Beneath the Darkness. She treads the tree-lined evening way, scattering specters of the past, subordinated to her command. The animals maintain their gaze without fear, accepting her as one of their own. She acknowledges kinship, but wishes to be left to her wounds, believing there is work to be done between them. Ready for battle, should they refuse to be tamed, a peaceful resolution remains her goal. Beneath the darkness, there hides a gentle soul. For today's final poem, I've chosen one tiny anonymous speck. On the main road, twice a day, we'd pass our venerable tree standing alone in the poppy field. And every time our eyes would stray with wonder toward its towering grandeur, verticality of stance, without any sense of envy, seeing nothing to be gained from the upright life that leads us to a solitary death. I am a gnarly, twisted shrub, and your limbs were never destined for straightness. So if you find me leaning your way until we are nearly touching, there is no malfunction. I'm just hoping one day we can fade and fall apart together. One tiny anonymous speck blending into the background of our choice. Thank you so much for joining me for this special episode of 1,000 Shades of Green in Between the Seasons, celebrating the Breadcrumb Trail, a magical new collection from Lawrence Moore, published by JC Studio Press. You can find out more about Lawrence in the show notes, including a link to buy your own copy of his wonderful book, in which you will also be treated to beautiful illustrations by the incredible Jane Cornwell. 1,000 Shades of Green was created and presented by me, Susan Richardson. All artwork was created by Jane Cornwell. 1,000 Shades of Green is produced by Joe Richardson.